Cuba, state propaganda celebrates midterm defeat for unpopular President Trump. By BenQ on November 7, 2018. Cuban state media celebrated the alleged success of the Democratic Party in Tuesday's midterm elections in an article Wednesday claiming it as a defeat for one of the most polarizing and unpopular presidents in modern history. The Democratic Party gained control of the House of Representatives, but not the Senate, in Tuesday's election. An analysis in the official newspaper of the Cuban Communist Party Granma suggests that the Democrats will now be able to launch investigations into the White House and the shadowy business practices of Trump's business empire. This victory allows the Democrats to monitor the power of the president and give them the power to launch several investigations possibly harmful to the current administration, the analysis reads. They could also investigate the shadowy business practices of the brand and real estate empire of the current White House tenant, which is currently supervised by his children. The piece goes on to falsely explain that Democrats will be able to determine all the legislation for the remainder of the Trump presidency, a reality they argue will hurt Trump's chances of re-election. The dominance of the Congress also means that the Democrats will determine all the legislation of the next 2 years. Although Trump could veto any measure before it becomes law, since Congress can overcome this veto with two-thirds of the votes. What this result translates into is a sign of the weakening of Trump's path to re-election in 2020, the piece continues. The analysis concludes that the election represented a referendum on the Trump presidency, one which he lost. The truth is that most of the specialists, both internally in the United States and abroad, saw, and with much good sense, that these elections expressed a referendum for the U.S. president, it concludes. Viewed like that, Trump has just suffered his first electoral defeat. President Trump has made confronting and limiting the influence of the Castro regime a priority for his presidency, beginning with restoring some sanctions on the island repealed under predecessor Barack Obama. Trump has declared himself an anti-communist hardliner, claiming his administration is fighting hard to secure Cubans and Venezuelans their freedom. The governments of Venezuela and Cuba have been very unjust to the people there, as you know. Former President Barack Obama gave it all up. I have recovered that, he said in an interview to Univision earlier this year. We have been very tough on Cuba because we want the people to have freedom. Speaking at the United Nations in September, Cuba's ceremonial President Miguel Díaz-Canel spent most of his time denouncing Trump's policies, including his decision to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, a move he claimed compromises the survival of our species, as well as condemnation of Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.